The Red Cross World Disasters Report paints a dire picture with 108 million people affected across the world and an economic impact of over $90 billion. Noel Clement is the director of the Australian Red Cross. I asked him to outline the organisation's recommendations for being better prepared to face these disasters.
One of the things that we encourage people to do is have a household or a family plan that considers how they would respond in an emergency situation. We have a tool called Ready Plan on our website that people can use for that. And it's really about people thinking, you know, now in the calmness of their own homes, what would they do in a situation where there was a sudden emergency? That might be simple things like, you know, are there family photos that they'd want to get out? Are there, you know, particular mementos, things that are important to them? Through to very simple things like making sure they've got identification, they've got, you know, wallets, keys, various things with them. Our experience is if people do that planning ahead of time, when the disaster hits, they're able to refer to that plan and they're able to actually put those things in action. Often during a disaster, people aren't necessarily able to think through what's most important.
Do you see any evidence of how much people are prepared?
I think it's quite common for people not to be prepared. People who are in disaster-affected areas may prepare annually for certain events, people cleaning out their gutters, which is great. But anybody can be impacted by some sort of an emergency. That could be a house fire, it could be some other sort of natural or, you know, man-made type emergency. We don't think the majority of people necessarily think about those things and have a plan in place. So we'd encourage everybody to consider that an emergency could hit them. And what an emergency might be could be very broad.
Noel Clements from the Australian Red Cross. Miranda Hansen lost her home and many memories to a bushfire in October 2013. She told me it's essential to have a plan and stick to it.
I had absolutely no idea the fire was coming until I saw the fire myself. And also, it is important to know where your keys are and is there a way you can get away safely.
That must have been terribly frightening, Miranda, to see the fire.
Yep. It was.
What did you do?
I went down to the back of my property to turn the sprinklers on to wet the area. And then I went back inside into the safe and I got my documents and some jewellery that I don't wear. My plan was to go upstairs to pick up my husband's ash and my favourite jewellery. And also there were bags and bags of photo albums. But I just didn't have time to pick them up, being not mentally prepared. I just panicked and I just basically grabbed the key and went.
But that decision to leave right then probably saved your life, yeah. Do you think?
Yes, I think so.
Miranda Hansen, resident of Hawkesbury, New South Wales.